This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Seventh day of Bada Dasain festival, Phulpati, being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sharbhadra Dewa expresses happiness over construction work of Pokhara International Airport. And three economists win 2021 Nobel Prize in Economics for pioneering the use of natural experiments. Now the news in detail. Phulpati, the seventh day of Bada Dasain festival, is being observed today. On the occasion, the Phulpati, which is an assortment of flowers, leaves and fruits of different plants considered auspicious, is being taken into the homes as per tradition throughout the country. In the capital, the Phulpati is anointed at Dasain Ghar on the seventh day of Bada Dasain festival, which is today. The Phulpati is brought to Kathmandu as per the Vedic rites to be anointed at the Dasain Ghar at the Hanuman Dhoka Darbar. A procession along with cultural pageantry leaves Hanuman Dhoka for Jamal with the Phulpati. Though the Dasain festival begins from Ghatasthapana, the festival sees special fervour from the day of Phulpati. All government as well as private offices close down from today, encouraging people to go back to their respective ancestral homes and take blessings from Durga Bhavani as well as their elders. On the occasion, the Nepal Army organizes a parade at Tudikhel that includes gun firing, which is observed by the President and government officials every year. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has assigned Prime Minister Sharbhadra Dewa to look after the affairs of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies. Prime Minister Dewa took the responsibility of the Industry Ministry yesterday following the resignation of Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gajendra Bahadur Hamal from the post. Prime Minister Sharbhadra Dewa has expressed happiness over the ongoing construction work of the Pokhara Regional International Airport. After inspecting the under-construction airport, Prime Minister Dewa said he was happy that the airport construction had continued even during the COVID-19 pandemic. Pokhara Regional International Airport Director Pradeep Adhikari briefed the Prime Minister about the physical progress of the airport made so far and the problems encountered in course of the construction. He said 85% of the construction work of the airport had been completed. A meeting of the National Assembly has approved the recommendation for withdrawing the Railway Bill 2076 Vikram Samvat. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilendra Prasad Barua had, on behalf of Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Renu Kumari Yadav, presented a proposal in the Assembly for its approval for withdrawing the bill. The previous meeting of the House of Representatives had sent the recommendation to the National Assembly for its approval. Meanwhile, the main opposition party, CPN-UML, continued its obstruction at the National Assembly yesterday as well. UML members stood from their respective seats as a gesture of the protest. Then, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina granted a time to CPN-UML Party Chief Whip Kimlal Bhatrai to put his views. Chief Whip Bhatrai claimed that the ordinance relating to the political parties was brought by the government just to weaken the UML and divide the party. He also condemned the police firing in Rupandehi district. The UML Chief Whip demanded an impartial investigation into the case, free medical treatment to the injured and proper compensation to the deceased family. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's Federal Council Chair Dr. Baburam Bhattrai has said that the problem related to landless squatters should be resolved in a sustainable manner. Talking to journalists in Chitwan yesterday, former Prime Minister Dr. Bhattrai said the government should seriously work to identify genuine landless people and resolve their problems. On another note, he said the incumbent government should perform to materialize the achievements of the Federal Democratic Republic. Eight people, including the driver, died on the spot when a jeep met with an accident at Annapurna Rural Municipality, Ward No. 11 in Kaski yesterday. According to the province police chief Gandaki of the Gandaki province, the driver who died in the accident has been identified as Khusiman Chetri of Annapurna Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5. Of the deceased in the accident, Other deceased in the accident have been identified as Jilap Kising, Suza Chowdhury, Liza Chowdhury, Suman Chowdhury, Achutam Kafle and Asis Ale of Gangabu in Kathmandu district. Likewise, Vinay Chetri of Gorkha, but temporarily staying in Gangabu in Kathmandu, also died in the road accident. The 10th NRN Global Conference and NRNA International General Assembly that was scheduled for the 23rd to 24th, 5th of October has been postponed. A meeting of the NRNA International Executive Secretariat organized virtually postponed the assembly as per the suggestions of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Radio Nepal yesterday started transmission from Patale in Solukhumbu district. With the commencement of transmission via FM band 98 MHz from Patale, Radio Nepal services has been expanded to Solukhumbu, Okhaldunga, Khotang, Bhojpur, Ramechhap, Sindhuli and Udaipur among other districts and areas of province number 1. According to the executive director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, the relay transmission has been expanded in line with the aim of expanding the reach of Radio Nepal to the whole of the country within the period of the 15th five-year plan. Now on to some international updates. Economists David Card, Joshua Angrist and Guido Imbens have won the 2021 Nobel Prize in Economics for pioneering the use of natural experiments to understand the causal effects of economic policy and other events. Card of the University of California was awarded one half of the prize for his research on how minimum wage, immigration and education affect the labor market. The other half was shared by Angrist from Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Imbens from Stanford University for their framework for studying issues that can't rely on traditional scientific methods. The Royal Swedish Academy of Science has said the three have completely reshaped empirical work in the economic sciences. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. 7th day of Bada Dasai festival, Phulpati, being celebrated today, Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa expresses happiness over construction work of Pokhara International Airport. And three economists win 2021 Nobel Prize in Economics for pioneering the use of natural experiments. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.com. .gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.